Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Meta's AI image generator, Imagen, is facing scrutiny after accusations of producing ahistorical images, echoing a recent controversy involving Google's Gemini. Axios highlighted Imagen's tendency to return diverse representations of the founding fathers and all Asian women for a prompt about people in American colonial times. Right-wing commentator Erin Jin has criticized the AI, claiming it distorts history to adhere to a woke agenda. Despite these criticisms, it appears that Meta has addressed the issue, with recent tests showing more accurate results. The attention on Imagen follows Google CEO Sundar Pichai's admission of fault when their Imagen 2 model generated racially insensitive images. With news outlets and social media buzzing, Meta, like Google, seems to have acted swiftly to correct the AI's output. Amidst these developments, the Imagen feature remains accessible within Facebook Teams, showcasing the rapid adaptability of AI technology.
In a breakthrough for AI technology, Anthropic has unveiled the Claude 3 series, including standout models Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku, designed to cater to the diverse needs of enterprise AI solutions. Opus, the flagship model, surpasses its competitors with superior performance in benchmark tests, excelling in mathematical reasoning and expert-level knowledge. For cost-conscious firms, Sonnet offers efficient data analysis, while Haiku, soon to be released, promises speed for customer service applications. A key innovation in the Claude 3 series is the inclusion of image processing capabilities, expanding its use in text recognition tasks and meeting a high market demand. Amidst AI bias debates, Anthropic's approach, named Constitutional AI, strives for ethical AI development, although the company acknowledges the challenge in achieving absolute neutrality. The Claude 3 series represents a leap forward in AI capabilities and a commitment to ethical practices, setting new industry standards. Anthropic's latest innovations are expected to profoundly influence enterprise AI utilization, marking a significant step in the evolution of technology. Researchers have developed a silicon photonic chip that could revolutionize artificial intelligence AI computations by performing tasks using light instead of electricity, offering potentially faster speeds and greater energy efficiency. Traditional AI relies on energy-intensive neural networks, but this new chip could significantly reduce power consumption while accelerating operations as optical computing leverages light to process data more efficiently. The photonic chip operates by varying its height to scatter light in specific patterns, encoding data from complex tasks like those performed by neural networks. This optical device stands out by performing vector matrix multiplications, a fundamental operation in computing simultaneously rather than sequentially, reducing vulnerability to hacking due to less reliance on data storage during processing. A simplified 2D simulation approach has allowed for scaling up the computations to manage larger matrices, enhancing the chip's capabilities. According to Professor Nader Ingetta from the University of Pennsylvania, future developments could include adding reconfigurability and expanding the device's input-output range. The innovation underscores a promising direction for AI technology, marrying the speed of light with computational power.
Researchers have developed a generative AI-powered computer worm that could potentially launch unprecedented cyberattacks by spreading between computers. Wired's coverage describes how the worm can manipulate AI-powered email assistants to extract sensitive information and send out infectious spam. The effectiveness of this method was tested in a controlled environment where email assistants powered by GPT-4, Gemini Pro, and Llama were targeted with an adversarial self-replicating prompt. This prompt creates a chain reaction, allowing the worm to access confidential data, such as credit card numbers and social security numbers. The researchers could even prompt AI assistants to spread the malicious code through images, amplifying the danger. OpenAI and Google were notified about the vulnerability and are working on fortifying their systems. But with warnings that such AI worms could proliferate within the next few years, concerns are growing over the aggressive integration of AI assistants without sufficient cybersecurity measures in place. Supporters of former President Donald Trump have been found circulating AI-generated images depicting him embracing black individuals, a BBC Panorama investigation reveals. These images bear the typical signs of AI manipulation, such as an unnatural glow and textual anomalies, indicating their artificial origin. Mark Kay, a Florida radio host, admitted to creating such an image, branding himself not as a photojournalist, but as a storyteller. One of the fake pictures exhibits Trump at a festive gathering with text on a cap that betrays its AI generation, while another shows him posing with black youths accompanied by a misleading viral tweet. The Panorama investigation emphasized that there is no direct evidence linking these artificial representations to Trump's official campaign efforts. As the political landscape heats up with the upcoming presidential elections and shifting voter demographics, the use of AI imagery is scrutinized, especially since Trump himself has shared such content on Truth Social, including an image of himself praying with six fingers on each hand.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.